The hard red spring wheat crop in North Dakota looks good. That's the word from the annual Wheat Quality Council Spring Wheat Tour, which wrapped up yesterday in North Dakota. Over the 3 days, 60 wheat industry professionals, grain traders, and others stopped in 371 spring wheat fields across North Dakota and into western Minnesota, getting a snapshot of potential yields. Wheat Quality Council Executive Vice President Dave Green says yields appear stronger than last year.
Our average yield for the spring wheat for the trip was 43.1, and last year it was 41.1. So two bushels an acre for the 3 days, over the entire 3 days, that's the way it averaged.
Going into the tour, agronomists alerted participants to potential disease issues, namely fusarium head blight or scab, as well as bacterial leaf streak. Green reports both diseases were found each day along the tour, but the severity was not believed to be enough to hinder yields. However, stress from moisture was noted.
It looks like a lot of the wheat was stressed because it was too dry in some northern areas and the wheat short. We found stress in some of the, even the really good Red River Valley fields. There were drown out spots, and you could tell that the water had been on the field and waterlogged it enough that it slowed down the growth and kind of thinned out the wheat. So we thought in most areas that there was enough stress that would be a positive impact probably on protein.
Green believes wheat harvest is only 2 weeks away for those in northern North Dakota, while fields in southern counties are 3, 4, and 5 weeks away from combining. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.